Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Last week, a jet fuel spill at the Calumet Specialty Products Refinery left the community asking questions about the safety of that facility. This was the second spill in 2 months, and things are expected to get even more busy at that refinery when a new Eagle Ford Shale pipeline comes online. The San Antonio River Authority is asking for many more safeguards, but will that even be enough? The refinery, with different owners over the years, has had a mixed history of compliance. Do you live near the Calumet refinery on the city's south side around the Missions, or are you concerned about that plant's safety record, or do you feel that the new owners are doing what they can, all that they can, to protect the public? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And let me get our guest here on the line, Scott Huddleston. He's a staff writer for the San Antonio Express News. He joins us in the studio. And also on the line, we have Suzanne Scott. She is the general manager of the San Antonio River Authority, and Michael Milam, the manager of the San Antonio plant for the Calumet Specialty Products, and Noel Ryan. He's the director and the head of investor relations and their product line there. So welcome to The Source, everybody.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Scott, let me ask you, tell me about what happened. We've got these two spills. What happened there?
Well, first of all, you've got the community that has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in this area that we call the Mission Reach of the San Antonio River, where our four of our five missions are located. So there's been a whole lot of investment in ecosystem restoration and recreation along that stretch of the river. There was a major spill, about 6,500 gallons, that occurred in March, and some of that flowed into a creek that is next to the Calumet property and affected about a 1.5 mile stretch of the San Antonio River. And then about 6 weeks later, on April 12th, there was a smaller spill that was investigated, affected a smaller area of the river, but raised some questions about reporting.
Yeah, so the second spill was the one where there wasn't a – we didn't get a phone call from the Calumet people. We just – it was a passerby that noticed that, hey, something –
reported by a pedestrian on a Saturday morning. And come to find out, the spill had occurred on the Calumet property the night before, apparently had not even been reported internally to their own people.
So, and then what happens when you have these types of spills? Suzanne, can you kind of talk about from Sarah, what does this mean for the river?
Well, one of the things that we've done as part of the Mission Reach project is we've developed a spill response plan. And as part of that, we have put spill kits along the river in different locations that have absorbent materials, et cetera. And what we've done in cooperation with the city and their hazmat unit is if we find out about something, as we did in this case where a pedestrian came by and contacted one of our employees, we got out there right away, used those spill kits, started putting the absorbent materials down as soon as possible, and then we alerted the hazmat officials to make sure that then the appropriate response through the normal channels began at that time. The fire department got down there, et cetera. So what our staff, we're really not first responders, the SARA staff members. We were there as a first responder in this case simply because of the pedestrian who informed us. But really the first responder is the hazmat unit. And then through the process, then TCEQ is informed. And you know, there's a normal communication chain that happens after that.
So, Suzanne, Sarah is not a first responder, and you're not a regulatory agency either. No. You have limited authority.
That's correct. But because we are out there on the job and doing the operations and maintenance of the project, obviously we have people that are out there, and that's why these spill kits were very important for us to have at very accessible locations along the river, because as you can imagine, if something is escaping there, the sooner that you can catch it, the better off the whole project will be. We'll be able to contain the fuel in this case and keep it from harming the project or going down the river further. We want to minimize any impact to the project and, of course, any impact to any of the passerbys that would be in that area.
So Mike Milam, manager of the San Antonio plant for Calumet, what happened? How come that spill wasn't called in?
Okay. Well, let me, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to be on the program today. And let me add a couple of facts to what has already been said. As Scott said, we did have a spill on March 6th. There was a total spill of over 200 barrels within the facility, although less than 10 barrels of that actually left the refinery, and only a minor portion of that actually made it into the to the river. That spill was reported and responded to immediately, and the cleanup was completed within a few days after that with cooperation of TCEQ, Sarah, and others, and got that reopened. On the more recent spill on April 12th, a total of 24 barrels was spilled within the refinery. About 3 barrels of that left the refinery, around 100 gallons. And again, a very minor portion of that actually entered the river. On that case, as Scott said, the spill did occur that night. We were notified, and we were cleaning up the spill that we knew about within the refinery. When it got to be daylight, and our duty manager arrived on the scene and inspected not only the refinery, but inspected the channel into the river. We discovered that there was some free product in the drainage canal leading to the river. We independently reported that to the San Antonio Fire Department Hazmat, notified our oil spill response contractor, and they responded within 30 minutes and had a lot of help from everybody cleaning that up. I would point out that we've been, granted, we would rather not have happened at all, but we have expended over $500,000 cleaning up the first spill, and got corroboration from all parties that it was indeed cleaned up. We're relieved about that. And the bills aren't totally in for this spill, but it's going to be, since it was a lesser spill, hopefully lesser than that amount. But we are very committed to cleaning up the problems.
So you're saying you're saying on the April 12th spill that it happened at night, you didn't know that it was going into the creek that led into the river. That's basically why you didn't make the call until the next morning.
That's correct. That's correct.
And
so, just could not see that. Now, if let me, you know, one thing here is we have a valve that's actually closed that blocks any flow leaving the refinery. And unfortunately, there was a small leak on that valve, and that's why any left the facility at all on the second event. And we are in the process of repairing that. And as has also been said earlier in the program, we're going to be implementing a number of other safety measures, and as well as meeting with Sarah and other concerned parties to learn what other suggestions they might have.
All right. We're talking about the Calumet refinery on the city's south side near the Missions. They've had a couple of spills within the last couple of months. There are folks who are concerned about what their safety record is. We invite phone calls from people who live in that neighborhood. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. You can comment directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. How do you feel about having this refinery right next to in this neighborhood? It's a residential neighborhood. It's also near these missions. It's right on the San Antonio River. It's been there for almost 50 years. It's been there for quite a while. So a lot of questions. The number again, 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about a refinery on the city's south side, the Calumet Specialty Products Refinery, making jet fuel and diesel. It's been around for a long time, providing about 70 jobs in that area. But recently they've had a couple of spills, and they've got a long history under different owners of some safety issues. One time there was a huge fire out there. If you've got live in that neighborhood, if you've got concerns, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. They're getting ready to step up production also as a pipeline's coming online that would help deal with some of the Eagle Ford shale oil that's being developed down there. Our guest this half hour, we've got Scott Huddleston, staff writer for the San Antonio Express News. Suzanne Scott, she's the general manager for the San Antonio River Authority. Michael Milam, he's the manager for the plant here in San Antonio. And also Noel Ryan, he's the director and head of investor relations. So, Noel, let me ask you about what are the plans for future safety precautions?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for having us on the program. I think it's a fair way of approaching all this. And, you know, I don't know how many people on within your network are familiar with our company. We're a Fortune 600 company. We operate, 13 domestic refining and production facilities. We bought the San Antonio refinery last year in January from NuStar. Prior to NuStar owning the facility, it was owned by a company by the name of Age Refining. And in a lot of the coverage, I've noticed that there's been allusions to sort of prior events, bad actor type events, prior to us owning the refinery. And in some ways, those past events have been, I think sometimes unfairly associated with us. As a system, we operate, again, 13 domestic facilities. We have 9 locations that have operated more than 6 years without a lost time injury. And, our Missouri manufacturing facility, for example, has operated 16 years without a lost time injury. So, we believe in safe and responsible production and transportation of high-quality refined products. That's what we do. During the past 5 years, we've spent almost $150 million in replacement and environmental projects that help us to meet or, in some cases, exceed regulatory requirements. The issues that we've had, at the San Antonio refinery, while deeply regrettable, are notably exceptions to the norm. And I think, later in this call, Mike can speak to some of the things that that we're doing to ameliorate the issues that we've had there. But again, just to point out the fact that while this was deeply regrettable, these were very small volumes that were released, and particularly the amounts that actually made it to the river. Although we obviously never want to have a situation where anything gets to the river, this was not Macondo. This was a smaller release.
Macondo being the BP oil spill that was going for quite a while, right?
Correct, yeah.
So Susan Scott over at San Antonio River Authority, how much, if you got 100 gallons or going into the river or near the river into the soil there, that is a that is quite an issue.
Well, I think that the important thing is to say that any amount of contaminant in the river is too much, and I think that we want to be sure that all of us are working together to be good stewards of the river. And obviously, I think Calumet wants to do that, and the comments that he's making suggest that they want to be good stewards, and they know where they're located, and we want to work with Calumet to make sure that we can work and have mutual respect for the environment that we're in and the fact that this river project, $245 million has been invested in this project. There are many more people down there now using this facility. There's people paddling in the water that was not there before. I mean, there's so many more recreational opportunities that are there and that people are enjoying. And I know that we hear from the community, and I suspect Calumet hears as well, that they want to protect and preserve this wonderful environment that we have and the cultural resources that are there. We can't forget that there's a historic acequia that runs right near this property. And so we're talking about making sure that we preserve and protect those cultural resources as well. So I think we all want the same thing. We all want to make sure that we can have a successful business and a project that can be preserved and protected. And we, no spill. We don't want any spills in the river, obviously, and I don't think they do either. So I think that we have common ground there, and if we can work together to figure out exactly how to do that, then I think we can make sure that the future we will prove that working together, we can solve this issue.
Well, there is common ground, but unfortunately, some of that common ground got contaminated and it's having to be dug up and hauled away. So how much of that is happening? How much ground is being replaced, and who's going to pay for that, Susan?
Well, that's something that Calumet did. That was their response. They have a contractor that takes care of that, and they've been doing that, and I think that was some of the remediation cost and activities that they spoke of.
Mike, did you want to add to that?
Just exactly what she said. As a matter of fact, as of yesterday, we have completed the most recent cleanup and have taken soil samples. And when those are tested, we share those with Sarah and TCEQ, and we'll make sure that everyone is satisfied with a level of cleanup, or we'll go back in there again.
So Scott Huddleston from the San Antonio Express News, Noel Ryan was basically saying that you're putting in the paper all the past history of problems at that site may be unfair. What do you respond to that?
Well, I think that you have to lay out the context of why people are upset about this. There's already been one demonstration by the refinery. The fact that we've invested hundreds of millions of dollars on the Mission Reach and the fact that the missions are being nominated collectively as a World Heritage Site to be voted on next year by an international panel, I don't expect the refinery to damage the chances of that nomination. But at the same time, we're trying to get this World Heritage Site nomination to get people to come. We want to share our riches with the rest of the world. And having that refinery there, you know, is going to perhaps take away from that experience when people come here to visit. So the history of that refinery, the fires, the industrial accidents, that's been part of the tension. And knowing that this refinery is going to be ramping up production, they're expecting that it will go up from the current 14,500 barrels a day to 17,500. That's something to be considered as well.
So, Mike Milam, this is, you know, you have a $110 million facility that you're working on there. You're not going anywhere. But do you think that you're going to take away from the glory of the missions?
I've seen the development of the Mission Reach property, and I've actually participated in cleanups along Espada with other organizations. So, Susan and Scott, I'm extremely proud of what has happened in what has been a formerly neglected part of town. And as a refinery manager, and I'm there by choice. Actually started at the refinery with a new start and chose to stay on with Calumet because I have very high expectations, and I have a very dedicated staff of managers and employees that not only don't want to make a negative impact, we want to make a very positive impact in that community. Besides the initial purchase price of $110 million for this facility that Calumet made, there's been a total of $80 million invested in the refinery since it was acquired from NuStar. Some of that has been directly aimed at reducing the negative impact that formerly had on that part of town. The addition of a crude pipeline and terminal has reduced by half the number of trucks that were coming in and out of the facility. Normally, listeners complain about truck traffic.
We're kind of losing you, Mike. I hear what you're saying, that you're talking about the truck traffic that has been reduced because of the pipeline that has been put in place. So so let's get a caller on the air and put him on hold. Or you got that, Paul? Okay. All right. Let's get him. Let's put Marcel. Okay. All right, Gloria, go ahead. You're on the air. Welcome to The Source, Gloria.
Yes, my name is Gloria Ramirez. I am an early childhood educator. I frequently take walks on the Mission Reach, and I recently took a walk off of Pyron and saw a lot of what appeared to be cotton material strewn all over close to the aquifer, right next to it, as a matter of fact. And then as I walked toward Mission Reach, I noticed the flames that were spewing smoke into the air, and so I'm wondering, I've also seen took pictures of the booms that were put into the creek and the river, but I'm wondering, we're supposedly cleaning up the river, supposedly cleaning up the ground, but what about the air, and why, second question, why would you want to extend services near the river when that's just going to increase the risk of contamination?
Gloria, thanks for your phone call. We appreciate that. Let's let Mike respond. Mike Milam, so you're during the flaring off of things at the refinery. Is that a hazard to the air quality?
No, actually, what you see there is a process flare, and when we have hydrocarbons that are liberated as part of the refining process, that's used to safely combust the hydrocarbons to basically water and CO2. So actually, that's a safety device rather than an indication of of a malfunction. We also maintain steam on that to produce a smokeless flare that's in accordance with regulations from TCEQ.
Okay, so Mike, let me ask you really quick because we're running out of time. What about future emergency preparedness plans and working with the San Antonio Police Department, Fire Department, to make sure that if anything happens, that we're ready to deal with it?
Yeah, actually, we met Monday with them and have planned for both smaller and larger events, and working very closely and coordinating that, so we'll have the supplies, have the people, and have the plans in place for future events.
All right.
We don't expect those to happen.
Mike Milam, he's the manager at Calumet, the refinery in the South Side. Scott Huddleston, San Antonio Express News, joined us. Suzanne Scott, general manager of the San Antonio River Authority. We're also joined by Noel Ryan. He's with Calumet also. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.